The next day, Aunt Teresa asked Amelia to fetch a mended pot from the blacksmith's. "Can we come with you, Amelia?" begged the boys. "Of course," said Amelia. Before they'd gone far, Nico turned his winning smile to Amelia. "Please, Amelia, take us to see the lava." "Absolutely not. Papa said we mustn't go anywhere near it," answered Amelia. As she paid the blacksmith for the mended pot, Amelia noticed that the boys had slipped away. She knew exactly where they had gone. When she reached the west side of town, Amelia saw the boys staring at the lava and called them. At that moment, lava burst through part of the wall. Amelia yelled, "Run!" Roberto and Nico sprinted away from the wall, but Nico stumbled on a rock and fell to the ground. Instinctively, Amelia raced over to Nico and scooped him up, holding him as she would a small goat. As Amelia bounded away with him, lava covered the spot where Nico had fallen. Nico revived as he bounced along in Amelia's arms. Finally, she put him down. Understanding how close they had been to death, Nico and Roberto began to cry, their tears a mixture of fear and relief. Back home, Roberto tearfully told their parents how Amelia had rescued Nico. "I think you've learned not to be disobedient," said Papa to the boys, who listened meekly as the adults reprimanded them. Meanwhile, the citizens of Catania built new walls to keep the lava from spreading into the rest of the city. That evening, the adults began pondering whether to leave Catania. "Will these new walls keep us safe from the lava?" asked Mama and Aunt Teresa. "At least we know where the lava is," said Papa. "Mount Etna is still erupting. Who knows what the rest of the countryside is like?" "I think we should stay here unless things get worse," said Uncle Piero.